You may remember that while talking with the strange scientist with the bent frame, Dr. Mazzulla, Jack Flanders heard the faint sound of an old jukebox. Suddenly, he heard the scream of Lady Jowls. He went racing up the cellar steps, into the pantry, through the kitchen, across the dining room, through the living room, past the parlor, through the library, and finally stumbled into the study.
What happened? How is she? Is she all right?
Yes, she seems to be coming too. You must be Master Jack.
Yes.
I'm Jives the butler. At your service.
Well, that's enough smelling salts. She's coming too.
I seem to have passed out. I fainted.
What happened?
Oh, Jack. It was so strange. One moment I was standing here in the study. I was about to draw back the drapes and look out over the maze when I began to sense a presence. Someone else here in the room, even though I was alone. Just as I was reaching for the cord, I looked down, and there, protruding out from behind the drapes, were two bare feet.
Bare feet?
Yes, bare feet. I was so frightened, I didn't know what to do. Then I remembered there was a writing quill at the desk over there, which had a long pheasant tail feather, so I used it to tickle the feet.
Well, then what happened?
Then, from behind the drapes came this ferocious growl.
You mean it was bare feet?
Yes, bare feet. Then
I... No. I mean bare, as feet on a bear.
Feet on a bear?
You mean they were wearing a bear costume?
They were behind the drapes. I couldn't tell if they were bare or in costume.
Huh?
Oh, at that point, I believe I screamed. And I must have fainted.
Well, who was the first person to arrive after the scream?
I believe it were I, boss.
Well, how soon after the scream did you arrive?
Immediately, boss.
And you saw no one leaving the study?
Not a soul, brother.
I see. Then the person, or animal, may still be here in this room. Has anyone checked behind those drapes?
I don't believe so, boss.
Wait. There's a movement. There's someone or something behind those drapes. Come out, whatever you are.
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry.
Why, it's Chief Wampum.
This is so. How you say in your country, my cheeks are pink. I am so. Oh, my goodness.
So it was your feet that Lady Jowls tickled.
Why did you growl?
My goodness, when you tickled my toes... Unexpectedly, it aroused my kundalini, you see. Oh, please, in my country, it is nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, you certainly frightened the living daylights out of me. Excuse me. I think I'll go freshen up. I'll be right back.
Oh, by the way, I'm Jack Flanders, nephew to Lady Jowls.
Namaste. I'm so pleased. Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy?
Yes, because I'm an Indian, you see.
Another one. I wonder what he was doing behind the drapes. I think I'll check it out. It's almost dark out. The storm's getting closer, all right. I see the bay window does look out over the maze. What? There's something. It's grown too dark to... Now it's standing on its hind legs. It's looking around as though it senses my... It's looking at me. Oh, my God. Its eyes are... It's gone. The piano. Oh, that sounds nice. I wonder who she is. Her back is turned. What beautiful, long black hair. Her skin is so white. Incredibly white. I feel as though I've known her for a long, long time. Strange. As though we've been like this. Lifetime after lifetime. Same room. Same setting. So, it is you. The face I've seen watching. The Madonna face. You play very well. I was standing, looking out of the bay window. I saw a strange creature. It stood up on its hind legs and looked at me with a... Well, its eyes glared like rubies. The contact was so strong for a moment, I felt I saw its soul. And then suddenly it dropped down on all fours and was gone.
They're getting bolder, aren't they?
It's a dark and stormy night as we peer into the Inverness mansion. We find Jack Flanders in the study. Something strange is beginning to happen. The air seems thick. His breathing is slower, heavier. Perhaps he's becoming enchanted by the Madonna face that gives him all her attention.
It's becoming a little chilly. Would you make a fire?
Sure.
Slowly he realizes that even though she sits far across the room, it's her presence. Her vibrations are so thick, moist, they seem to have little hooks on the ends.
What can you tell me about Chief Wampum?
Chief Wampum Stompum, that's his full name. He's harmless.
Is he sane?
It's difficult to say. He's quite mad.
There's a difference?
Didn't you know?
Well,
the most creative and holy of men are always quite mad. It's only a social thing as to whether one's sane or insane.
I'm afraid I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about madness. There is the perfect mirror, for all the universe is totally mad, absolutely wacko. Not at all reasonable, rational, and responsible, like ourselves.
But tell me about Chief Wampum. Wampum Stompum. Where did he get a name like that?
Chief Wampum said that since so many Westerners come to my country to be enlightened and receive new names like Rama Baba Booger and such, that instead I come to your country and receive one of your names, Chief Wampum Stompum. Something like that. I believe it was a Hopi Indian that gave him the name.
Wow, that's something.
He also said that the spiritual energy that's been in the East for eons and eons is leaving. China's definitely lost hers, and now India's losing hers. And further, he said that the spiritual energy is coming west. To America, of all places.
Well, what do you know?
He said that if you visualize the energy as a boxcar slowly rumbling this way, you'd see all these holy men behind it, acting as though they're pushing. But it's just an act. It's coming on its own.
Is Chief Wampum one of the holy men pretending to be pushing the boxcar?
No. But then, he is Lady Zhao's guest, and he has it pretty soft here.
Is he for real?
Is he a realized being? I guess you have to be one to spot one, but he does have something. In fact, that's part of the whole spiritual trip. The more conscious you become, the more light-giving you become, and the more light-giving you become, the more people love to have you as a house guest.
Like a good luck charm.
A little more than that.
So all the holy men that have been coming to this country are not bringing the spirit to the West?
As Chief Wampum would say, only sweet-voiced birds are imprisoned. Owls are not kept in cages. You spoke with old far-seeing Art, didn't you? Well, according to him, what's causing it all are some frequencies coming from deep in the universe. That's what's bringing in the new age.
Do you believe that?
I make decisions about very few things. Do you hear the Om sound?
You mean like Om, Om, Om?
No, it's a very high, constant pitch, more like a few thousand crickets chirping.
I can hear crickets, but not that.
You will. If we believe the words of Chief Wampum, it's just one of several frequencies that are now all around us. Would you care to pour me a glass of sherry?
Sure. The storm's getting more tense.
A lot of things are.
Here.
Thank you. Tell me, why are you here?
In this room?
In Inverness.
Well, Lady Jowls, my aunt, invited me.
And what did you do before you became a house guest?
I hitchhike.
Do you meet interesting people?
I've never met an uninteresting person.
That's interesting.
And you?
And me.
I assume that you're a guest.
I'm not the chore lady.
Have you been here long?
Oh, in and out. You see, I live in the walls.
That almost sounded serious.
There's nothing serious about living in the walls. It's a nice place to stretch out. Among the bats and spiders.
I didn't get your name.
Does it matter?
I don't know. It's so stuffy all of a sudden. Don't you feel that?
You're handsome. I like handsome people. You have beautiful eyes, bright and clear like glass. You feel the lines of tension in the air between us. It's like wires strung taut. It's possible to walk out upon those wires. You can feel how close I am to you, and still I'm sitting across the room. You can feel me entering your mind, can't you?
Yes.
Now I'm inside. Totally inside your mind. You can do it too if you wish. Just feel the taut wires. Let your mind step out upon them. It's all right. I'll stay here in you while you step out and go visit me. Don't be afraid. Haven't you ever wondered what it would be like to ride around in someone else's body? You can be me, and I'll be you. Don't be so hesitant. I'll give you back when you want you. Come now, you'd like to do it, wouldn't you? That's it. Now, take the first step. That's right. Feel the tautness of the wire. It's very safe. And there are many, many wires. That's right. Now another step. Very good. Now another. And another. And another.